Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We are going to be taking up a passage of Scripture from Revelation chapter 13 here in just a minute, but want to speak just a minute about what's going on over here in Africa. We now have 33 children at the children's home, and they are all in school, most of them at Mione Public School, a 10-minute walk from the children's home. And we also have some in secondary school, private schools, and we also are sponsoring some children at a preschool, about 40 children at a preschool in Mione as well. So we thank you for your prayers in that regard and your contributions. We are planning a crusade in Arusha, Tanzania at this time in January. And so we'll be putting the pieces together, sending a team down there in November to look at the ground and to organize the pastors, mobilize the pastors. And so we appreciate your prayers and your support for the Arusha, Tanzania crusade. Interesting, Tanzania has never shut down for COVID. They have never stopped church meetings or crusade meetings or any kind of public meetings. They have said repeatedly, go to the churches and pray. We're going to deal with this coronavirus through prayer. And so they have had a very good, successful run of crusades and meetings in churches down there. And so we'll continue to go to Tanzania as long as the door is open for us to go. Well, today we're going to be talking about the mark of the beast. And this is a very interesting subject. It's something that everybody knows a little bit about, but not very many people know very much about it because they've never truly studied the scripture regarding the mark of the beast. And so what is the mark? How does it relate? Because this is appropriate today because many people are saying, well, this coronavirus is the mark of the beast, or the vaccine is the mark of the beast, or they're somehow trying to tie the mark of the beast to the events surrounding the coronavirus. Well, let me just say from the outset here, from the get-go, that I don't believe that the mark of the beast is the coronavirus. It is not the vaccine, but there are lessons to be learned from the coronavirus and from the vaccine. There are lessons to be learned that point us towards this passage of Scripture and let us know what the future will look like. And I believe, for starters, to say this, that I believe the events of the book of Revelation will eventually someday come to pass, literally. I don't believe it's just figurative language, as some people teach and some people believe. It is not just figurative language. There will be events in the Revelation that no man or woman or child has ever seen on the face of the earth. And those events will take place in the order and in the way that they are described in the book of Revelation. And you say, well, Jim, how do you know that to be true? I don't know it 100%. I believe it from Bible study, and I believe it from things God has shown me, dreams, visions that have come out of the book of Revelation. And so it's not just a hunch or some kind of a gut feeling. I believe that the book of Revelation speaks of the end times. It was given to the Apostle John in a vision that he received on the Isle of Patmos when he was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. And I believe these events will be coming in the end time, and we are closer and closer to these events than we have ever been before in the history of the earth. And we are closer and closer, but we are not yet in the tribulation. What you see happening on the earth is nothing close to what is described in the book of Revelation. And I don't believe Jesus has come back again, as some people say that Jesus isn't coming back again to rapture the church out. I don't believe that. You have heard me teach many times on the rapture. You can go to the website, gatheroutcast.com, if you want to know what I believe about the rapture. Go to gatheroutcast.com and look for teachings on the rapture. And I don't believe Jesus has already come and already raptured the church. I don't believe those events have happened yet. And the book of Revelation, the tribulation, spoken of in Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19 will come after the rapture of the church. So will I personally see the mark of the beast? No, I'm not going to see it. I'm going to be out of here. And if you want to insist on Revelation tribulation, the great tribulation, you are welcome to stay if that is where your faith lies. And I'm not going to dispute that or argue with you on that. If that's where your faith lies, God bless you, and God keep you and be with you. But in Revelation chapter 13, we have a teaching on the mark of the beast. And the reason, again, that I am teaching this today is because some people are, I believe, erroneously saying that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Well, if you'll listen to this scripture very carefully, you'll see that the vaccine is not a mark, and it's not the mark of the beast spoken of and taught about in Revelation chapter 13. Now, this teaching that I am getting ready to teach is not about the vaccine per se. Whether you want to take the vaccine or not take it, that's up to you. That's up to you and your doctor, your personal choice, your personal desire. And I'm not speaking against that or for that. I have my own opinions on that. And I have my own health issues, my own health consultation that I do with the Lord and occasionally with doctors. And so that is what you need to do. I'm not going to give you advice on whether you need to take the vaccine or not, or whether that vaccine is good for you or bad for you or anything else. I believe what I believe about myself for that, and that is what I am going on, and that is what I will abide by. So we're going to start in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, here in this passage of scripture. The Lord is giving John a vision of a second beast in this chapter. And I believe the first beast, we're not going to go into that today. The first beast talking about in Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 1, is the Antichrist. And then the second beast that is spoken of in verse 11 is the false prophet that is also spoken of in Revelation chapter 19 and in verse 20. So we're talking about the hierarchy of Satan's kingdom. And you have the devil or Satan, and you have the Antichrist, and you have the false prophet. And so just as the Lord's kingdom has the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the devil's kingdom has the devil or Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet. And so in verse 11, chapter 13, here is what John was given. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Well, that's a characteristic of the Antichrist, and now it's also a characteristic of the false prophet, is that he is going to be one that many people will worship him, many people will follow him, and he's going to display miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles, even to the point in verse 13, even to the point that he can make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And you say, well, how in the world is he going to be able to do that? Magicians and sorcerers and astrologers and witch doctors have great power when they cooperate with the beast, when they cooperate with the Antichrist and cooperate with Satan. They have great power to do things, even to kill men and to do signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's going to be one of the deceptive things, is that people will see the Antichrist and the false prophet doing miraculous things, and they're going to worship them and they're going to follow them because they don't know that the devil can also do miraculous things, that the witch doctors can do miraculous things, And so they're going to follow them and worship them because they're chasing the signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, do I believe that the Lord does signs, wonders, and miracles? Absolutely. I have seen it. I have seen the Lord raise the dead. And so I believe that the Lord does signs, wonders, and miracles. But you will have to discern when you see signs, wonders, and miracles. Is this from the Lord or is this from the devil? And you will have to see when somebody comes on the world scene and he's very charismatic and people have a tendency to want to worship him, people have a tendency to want to follow him and speak wondrous things about him, you will have a tendency to want to follow him. And if you don't have the mark of the Lord on you, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life and you do not have the counsel of the Holy Spirit to lead you and to lead you into paths of righteousness and to instruct you, you will be easily led astray and you will be deceived and you will end up in the camp of the devil and you will end up taking the mark of the beast. All right, so let's go on. Verse 14. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. And so this is his way of deceiving people on the earth, is because he gets the power from the devil and from the first beast. And so he will deceive those on the earth which he was granted with those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. In other words, some kind of an idolatrous image that they would bow down to. They might have some kind of a idolatrous thing in their house. So they might go to a church or a synagogue that is given over to idolatrous images. And so this is the way that he is going to operate when he comes to the earth. All right, verse 15. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And so there's going to be a separation on the earth from those who don't worship the image of the beast, and that many people are going to be killed because they will not bow down to the beast and to the image of the beast. And you know, when I was thinking about this years ago, somebody told me there will be a separation of Christians even in America. And I thought that was crazy. That was about 20 or 25 years ago when I first heard that. And yet we can virtually see it now. We can see it happening now. There's a separation of Christians now, and Christians are being persecuted in ways here in America at this point that we have never seen before in America that I know about. And we can see easily in the future how Christians are going to be shut out of economic activities. Christians will be shut out of maybe schools. They will be shut out of virtually every aspect of life in America simply because they will not go along with the ways of the Antichrist, with the ways of the false prophet, this beast. And so even to the point where Christians may be rounded up, already we have some of the politicians from some particular political party saying that Christians of another party are cult members. And so we are being typified as hate mongers and cult members and just crazy, deplorable people. And of course, we know that just the opposite is true, that the baby killers and others that have their agenda, the agenda of the Antichrist, those are the ones who are promoting the spirit of the Antichrist, and those are the ones that are promoting the spirit of the devil and the beast. And so in verse 15 again, I'm going to read that again. This beast was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And so this is how the separation is going to take place. This is how the separation will be implemented, and those who don't have the mark will be killed. And so you can see now how the parallels between this separation regarding vaccine passports, regarding COVID virus vaccines, and all the restrictions and all the rules that have come into play because of that. You can see now the parallels between those and this mark of the beast, because it says that he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one, verse 17, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so the restriction on economic activity is going to come about because of three things. You either don't have the mark, which can be either on your hand or on your forehead, or you don't have the name of the beast tattooed on you or written on you somehow, or the number of his name. So there's three things that can be used to restrict your activity. And just imagine now, if you lived in New York City, you can't go into a restaurant to eat unless you show your vaccine passport. You can't go to a Broadway show. You can't go to a public meeting, a concert, or any such thing unless you have your vaccine passport. And so now you see that what is happening on the earth today is there's a conditioning, a type and shadow that is being put on the people, a conditioning, not such about the vaccine itself, but the conditioning that will prepare people to take the mark of the beast or have to decide whether they want the mark of the beast, whether they want the image of the beast or the name of the beast tattooed on their body, or the number of the beast tattooed on their body. And so what is taking place today is just a type and a shadow and a conditioning of that which is yet to come. Well, in verse 18, John wraps up this passage of scripture here, and he says, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Well, that is the mark of the beast. That is the number 666. And we have, as I said, many opinions about that. People have speculated about what is the mark, what is the mark. And so where does that number 666 come from? Well, it comes from the number of man in Genesis chapter 1. When God created man, he created him on the sixth day. And so 666 is the number of man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And then God said in verse 27, Genesis 1, "So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them." And so in verse 31, then the last verse in that chapter, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And so the evening and the morning were the sixth day." And so that's where the number six comes from. Man and woman were created by God on the sixth day, and then God rested on the seventh day. And the seventh day, of course, we know is the Sabbath. The Sabbath means rest, and it doesn't mean Saturday. It means rest in Hebrew. And so God saw that everything he had made was good, that when he had made man, he said, "Man is good. He has been made in my image." And man was not created to know evil. When Adam and Eve walked in the garden, they walked with God. They did not know evil. And so their life was a life of no shame, no sorrow, no burden, no pain, and God provided for them everything that they needed. But because they were created in His image, they were created not to know evil, but they were also created with free will. And so God gave them the will to make a choice about what to eat. And He said, that tree in the garden, the tree of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. And He told them that if they did eat of that, they would surely die. And so that is what came to pass there in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Well, the mark that we have as believers, as born-again believers, we have a mark from God, and we have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life as born-again believers. And so God will give you revelation. He will give you teaching. He will give you instruction. And what we're seeing now on the earth regarding this coronavirus vaccine, and I believe if you go to Revelation chapter 9, I'm not going to have time to teach about today, Revelation chapter 9, but I believe that the coronavirus is spoken about in Revelation chapter 9, and it's a sequence that comes about. And the corona, of course, we know came from a communist country, China, and it came out of a lab, and there was a lot of clandestine things going on in this lab, a lot of sinister things going on in this lab. And I believe this virus escaped from that lab and caused all of the havoc all over the world. But it is a shadow and a foretelling of things that we're going to see in Revelation chapter 13 and culminating in the mark of the beast, when people will be separated and they will not be able to participate in the world economy unless they submit to the mark of the beast. Well, we have our mark, as I said, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant, the Lord says, that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put their laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Well, the Lord wants to stamp His laws on our heart. He wants to write His laws on our heart, that we will know Him, that we will serve Him, that we will love Him, we will submit to Him. And beloved, I hope that is you today, that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, not just so that you can escape the tribulation. If I have to go through the tribulation because my theology is not correct, it's okay. I'm going to serve the Lord either way. I'm not running from anything where the Lord says, you stay and you plant and you serve me. I'm not running from anything. I believe I'm going to be raptured out, because that's what I believe from studying God's word. But beloved, if I have to give my life, I will give my life. And if I have to go and participate in some other economy and not the world economy, I'm okay with that too. I can plant maize and I can plant beans and eat what I harvest. But God has written His mark on my heart, and beloved, I hope He writes it on your heart as well. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let Him write His commandment on your heart, and He will be your God, and you will be His people. And beloved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, submit to Him today, not just because there's a tribulation coming, not just because there's wrath coming. Submit to Him today, and you will know the peace of Jesus Christ in your life, the peace that passes all understanding, and you will know the joy of serving Him. He is a chain breaker. He is a way maker. And beloved, if you have never confessed Him, do it today. Confess your sins, repent of your sins, turn from your wicked ways, and submit to the Lord, and find a good church that preaches out of the Bible. Find a good Christian church that will baptize you and lead you and disciple you in your walk with the Lord. And beloved, you will be overjoyed. You will be blessed. You will be anointed to carry on with the work of the Lord on this earth as you carry on throughout your days. Beloved, this is God's will for your life. You were created in His image. This is God's plan for your life. And so follow up And if you need help in this regard, you can email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. If you've already made a decision and you want me to rejoice with you, pray with you, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I will be happy to get some literature into your hand and rejoice with you as you go forward in your kingdom walk. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. So if you would like to help support this ministry, pray for this ministry, pray about your part, making a donation, we'd love to hear from you. We've got many projects going in Africa and this radio broadcast that we would like to have your support. Sit down, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, let us know what you would like to hear, and we will be happy to contact you and let you know how you can help with Gather the Outcast ministry. Stay tuned for contact information. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.